Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth. Bishop Poole, glad to have you again here today. And a wonderful day. It's another day that the Lord has made. The Bible says that we should rejoice and be glad in it. You know, God made the world and all everything that's in it. And I believe the Bible. I believe what God has said. And I trust in the Word of God. Welcome again. God bless you. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you, and you call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air with our desire always to have you to come forth and on a grassroots level. All listeners, call in and share your biblical experience that we can grow thereby. The subject it was talking about and discussing always is, what is temptation? What is temptation? Father, we thank you right now, O God. Stretch your hand of the limits, bind Satan's hand on every part. Lord, we know you're able. You say we're two or three touching and agreeing. There you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you because your word is true. Your word will not come back to you void. And Lord, we thank you for all the listeners that's calling in, and we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, give them all freedom and give them all their heart desire for participating in this wonderful work of spreading the gospel, that we all can be growing in you, that we can continue, amen, fulfilling your commandment to spread the gospel through all the airways. And Lord, we just say we're two or three touching and agreeing. Not only that, but the word is saying that when iron sharpening iron, amen, that we'd be able to help our brother, help our sisters, oh man, in the Lord. And Lord, we just thank you for our rain. We thank you for the sun. We thank you for our life, health, and strength. In the name of Jesus the Christ, your son, we pray, amen, amen. God bless you again. Welcome. This is Doctrine of Truth. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Those of you calling in for the first time, amen, we're glad to have you and you, amen. When we open up the studio for comments, all you have to do is push 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in, and you can make your comments on the subject, or maybe a dream or vision that you have had, a big dream or vision that you had. You can encourage someone on the subject of temptation. You can give your experiences and how God brought you out. Amen. That we all can learn from, amen, your experience, your vision, or your dream. Amen. So we're so thankful for you. Amen. You don't have to give your name, a location. What I would do is, as when the technician puts you in, after you press 1, amen, you stay on your phone. You don't have to hang up. You can continue on in listening, amen, in the studio of the subject. Amen. We just call your area code and the last 4 digits of your telephone number. Amen. We're talking about temptation. Talking about temptation. Amen. And how it plays in our spiritual walk. Amen. How it plays in our spiritual walk and how we should be aware, amen, that it is a tool. It is a tool that the enemy used against God's people. Amen. It's a tool that the enemy used to draw out, amen, to bring you out of the comfort zone of God's shield and protection. Amen. The enemy just cannot jump all over you and demand you and push you out of your area, out of what God has placed you, because what God has put you in and what God has given you, no man can pluck you out of your blessing. No man can take you from what God has put you in. Amen. But the devil desires, he desires always, amen, like he did in the Garden of Eden. It started there. He could not overrun Adam and Eve. He had to wait and watch, amen, and see what was it, amen, that kept them within the safety net of Christ, amen, and of God during that time in the Garden of God. So he saw that God had given them a commandment. God had given them commandment and told them not to do something. He told them not to eat of the tree. So he enticed them with conversation, amen, and led and continued to pursue Eve on the fact that God was hiding something, that God was doing something with Adam, amen. And Adam didn't want her to know that she could do this or could do that, but he lied to her and causes her, amen, to look at the tree, amen, and taste of the tree. And that disobedience is a sin. It took us off the path and safety of Christ by disobeying what God told them not to do. When God gave us something and gave us guidelines, say, do not cross this line because you will get hurt. Something would happen. And it's just like driving today. If you're a driver and you know the rules and boundaries on the highways, amen, once you cross over, it's a good chance that you can be hit by other traffic, amen, hit by other cars or trucks, because everybody know the rules. Everybody know the rules and regulations. So here we go with Adam and Eve, amen, and got us all human race, saved and unsaved, is in this problem, amen, that the world is going through called sin, amen. Sin is where we go off the path of what God has given us to do. Now, the word temptation, the power of temptation, amen, the word tempted, amen, is a reference to something being tested or even scrutinized under some form of pressure. Amen. Temptation began in the form of a thought to do something contrary to the law or ethics of God. Amen. If the thought persists, it turns into a mental pressure and eventually stirs the emotion of the person being tempted. Amen. The great danger of a believer is when the thoughts become a feeling. Once temptation moves from a single thought to a feeling, it presses on the emotion of the individual. The individual emotion being building mental images called imagination. Amen. James talks about this in the book of James. Dr. James talks about, amen, in the first chapter, amen, he began to talk about then at the 12th verse, he said, blessed is the man that endure temptation, when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away on his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it's finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren, for every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, if coming down from the Father of light, which whom is no variance, neither shadow of turning. Amen. So when you begin to feel, amen, that you have the devil had created some kind of appetite, amen, some tendency, amen, that caused you to lack something. And God says that what you lack, what you are constantly pursuing is not good for you. It's not good for you. It's going to cause death in your life. All of us are being tempted in some matter. Amen. But we have to be careful about how and what it is. Amen. You might like ice cream. And you know, too much ice cream or cakes or sweets, too much, amen, you know, can affect your life and it can affect your health. So there's some ways that we're lacking something that comes up that we know it can be harmful. So we're looking at this situation where this temptation is harmful. Amen. God is talking about things that are harmful to you. Yes, you might see a piece of cake, or you might see some food or drinks or things that you feel that you need right at that moment. Then you have to examine it. You have to examine that. Now, is this good for me, for my family, my home? Should I change job? Is a temptation, is a craving coming up, an appetite coming up towards that situation, that place, time, and energy. Amen. So you have to examine it and see if it gets down in the heart. Amen. And then when it gets into the heart of a man, amen, then when you constantly work at it, you begin to crave after it. Amen. Then you begin to wash out. You have to be very careful, because it might cause you to get into action to do, amen, what you shouldn't do, because it's going to cause some type of harm. Amen. So temptation, there's positive side and there's the negative sides of it. Amen. When we crave and hunger after righteousness, amen, we begin to hunger after and crave after God. Amen. That's a good thing. Amen. That's good. But when you begin to lust and crave after the world, worldly thing, according to the scriptures, amen, that can cause great harm to you, amen. Then when you finish it, you finish that. And so it's like what Paul was saying, amen, by renewing the mind. We have to be careful. It don't go into a imagination. The imagination begin to get down into the mental part of your life. Then it becomes a struggle. Become a struggle, and that's what become talking about strongholds, and that you can't get rid of that thought, that image. Amen. So the Holy Spirit would help you with that, and he will work with you. That's what prayer is such a great thing, a great process to know that we can pray. Amen. When we pray, like we're coming together, two or three of us, or four or five of us now, amen, in the studio now, amen, over eight or nine of us here in the studio, amen, we come together in one mind, begin to think about, amen, God, and God said in his word, he said, where two or three come together, there I'll be in the midst, amen. So it's important, it's very important, amen, to be in a conversation, to be in a group setting, amen, to confess it, to talk about it, amen, to remove the images, to discuss things, and it will help. Those are situations that can help, amen. That's why it's very important to fellowship, amen. We are fellowship in here by electronic means, but you can also do it in letters. You can do it in personal contact. It's always helpful. Assembling is very helpful. Amen. Fighting temptation. Everybody have to deal with temptation. Amen. Everybody deal with temptation. Amen. The enemy will bring in some kind of influence and cause you to think about things. And you got to be careful of how this thinking or this influence or this enticement, amen, is it going to help my spiritual walk with Christ, or is it going to harm? Amen. Peter Peter in the book of Matthews, when Peter, amen, confronted Jesus in Matthew 16:16, and God began to ask him, who do men say they are? And Peter said, thou art the Son of the living God. And Peter also said, later on down in that chapter, God had to rebuke Peter in the 23rd verse. Amen. Jesus had to rebuke Peter, amen, because he was saying things that he shouldn't go to Jerusalem, he shouldn't do this, and he shouldn't fulfill other words what God had given him work to do. And Jesus turned around and rebuked him and said, Satan, get behind me. Amen. Because he knew that it wasn't Peter speaking. It was the enemy using Peter, the influence, amen, used Peter to speak, amen, what he shouldn't speak. Amen. Also, the second example of people speaking, one of Jesus' disciples, Judas Iscariot, the treasurer, amen, of the ministry. When the treasurer, one of the team ministers moving around in different places, amen, and John called him a thief. Amen. He was in the Lord's Supper. He took communion. Amen. But yet and still, at that sacred moment, amen, is dealing with a new covenant. Satan entered into Judas in St. Luke 22:3. Amen. And because Jesus knew what Judas was going to be saying and what had happened. And the Bible said that Satan entered the heart of Judas. Amen. And it caused him to betray Christ. Amen. So you always have to guard your thinking. And because of the money factor, many discussions about theologians believe that because of the money factor, Judas' heart was still concerning things of the past. So we have to be careful. Amen. Guard our hearts. Guard our minds, amen, because the enemy will entice you something, and that's what temptation. Jesus was tempted in the wilderness. He tried to tempt him in the wilderness. Another strong, powerful point, a husband and wife, they sold their personal property and committed it onto the church to get the church so much of the finance, amen. But at that point, amen, the devil filled their heart, filled their mind, amen. Results not giving the money was conspiracy, Ananias and Sapphira. Amen. And God worked, told Peter about it, and Peter told him, the husband and the wife, as they come in separate, why you want to lie to the Holy Ghost? Why you want to lie? Because the enemy, when you begin to want to do something really great, amen, and really to help build the kingdom of God, you commit something, you say something that you want to be helpful to families and friends, amen. Then the enemy come in and he entice you, amen. And he want to lure you off the track and give you a strong impulse about, no, you shouldn't do that, and tempt you about not doing it, amen. Give you the wrong appetite because of what you say and what you're doing. The devil, he's not everywhere. He's not on always. He's not omnipresent, all seeing, all knowing. No, he make you think so, because he used other people. He used people. Amen. Jesus and God is all. Jesus and God everywhere. They know everything. The Holy Ghost is His Spirit all over the world. Amen. At one time, they know it. God know everything. Everywhere, all powerful. And Jesus, when he rose from the dead, he said, all power is given to me. That means all power. Peter made a statement, amen, in one of his epistles, one of his letters, that the devil is like a roaring lion, moving around, looking to see who he may devour. In the time of Job, and he came up in the prayer meeting, and the Lord asked Job, where have you been? He said, going up and down, through and fro the world. And he said, well, now have you considered my servant Job? Amen. So the enemy want to make you think he's everywhere, all-knowing, all-seeing, Amen. But he's not. He moves in certain seasons, certain times. He moves around, but he have other people, amen, little co-workers, amen, even believers, amen, when they're not aware of little spiritual dots. That's why we have to put on the whole armor of God and keep your faith up. Those little dots going around hit your mind and your conscience about, oh, I shouldn't do this, I should do this, amen. All things are positive, come from God. God words, God influences is for your good. You can read the Bible and you pick up the language of the Bible. It's positive. Amen. The words and the encouragement, the examples of the Bible is true. It is true. And you can, amen, Christian, we live off it. Amen. We always study the Word of God. And we, like we're discussing in this study, amen, the Word of God, trying to get better, working to get better, working to get stronger, working to be more free, amen. So, temptation, we all never say that you're above it, never say when you attempt it, amen, that you're never going to do this. Peter's made those statements, and he walked on water. Amen. Peter walked on water. Many things he had in his life, amen, he still had problems. As long as you walk this earth and be involved, you're always going to have problems. You're going to have troubles. Amen. And that does not mean that you're not saved. Amen. That does not mean you're going to make some mistakes. You make bad choices because the enemy can throw things at your way, make you think that you should do this and you should do that because you're a Christian, but because you didn't pray about it, you didn't research it, you made a bad mistake, or you made a bad direction. That doesn't say that you're not saved. Amen. That's some personal trouble that you made. Bad decision, bad choices. We can make that. We can make that. You're still on this earth. Amen. We have a spiritual warfare going on. That does not say that you're not saved. And the second problem you have, that you have outer temptation, outward temptation, amen, of friends and families, communities. Amen. You have to be careful about that. They can cause problems through temptation. They can cause problems and situations. That does not mean you're not saved. It does not mean you're not saved, amen, because you have a problem with your neighbor, your friends, your family. That does not mean you're not saved, amen. Another problem, the situation you can have is dealing with the environment, amen. Look at the floods and the storms and the weather, amen. Christians are there. There are Christians in the storms. There are Christians in the cold weather. Their fires, they lose their houses, amen. They have personal health, they lose their health, amen. So those problems and situations and trouble, amen, does not say that you're not saved. It does not say that you're not saved, amen. These things will come. If Paul said, put on the whole armor of God, that we'll be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, amen. The enemy want to try to tell you that there are problems, that you should not be saved. Every child and boy or girl or whoever, obviously whosoever will, let them come. The first thing the enemy will deal with you, saying that you're not saved. Christians should do this. If you're saved, you wouldn't have these problems. If you're saved, you wouldn't have that. You wouldn't have that. And all those are lies. All those are lies. Amen. Spiritually, a common sense, you look around and you can see the floods all over in different areas. And just think about it. Now, how many Christians or how many churches are lost? Or how many Christians was in that tornado? They wiped out the town. Amen. How many Christians lost their houses? How many Christians lost their jobs? Amen. Saved and unsaved. James said, rain on the just as well as the unjust. So temptation come through all matter of trials and tribulation. Amen. But that's not saying that it takes away your salvation. All of us have trials and tribulation. And temptation is one of the tools the enemy throws in there. And sometimes it's some things that, amen, you find yourself personally, amen. If you dwell on a situation too long, amen, and then it get in your mind, amen, you get enticed on it too long, then when you start acting on it and doing it, amen, then it become a sin. It become a sin. Then you can always, the Holy Spirit right there remind you, okay, you done wrong. You crossed over too far. Amen. It's time to repent and ask God to forgive you. Amen. 1 John 1:9 says, if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sin. Amen. We're going to open up the studio here for 1 minute, where we want to recognize also we're in the last days. Amen. In the last days, the Bible said in Matthew 24:12, because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Because of iniquity shall abound. Now that's when temptation come in. Because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Now sin we know, amen, sin we know is off the track. Amen. Sin, amen, we know is missing the mark. We've been lured off the track. A person can get off the track, away from God's word, and God will of that person's life. That's sin. Adam and Eve, God told Adam and Eve not to eat. And they got off the way, they got off of God's way and will for their life, and they did eat. They did eat. And so they can ask God to forgive them. They got off the path. They got off the road of what God told them to walk. That's sin. That's sin. Now, there is, amen, what we call, the Bible says, that iniquity shall abound. Iniquity, amen, is a willful and premeditated transgression of God's commandment. Iniquity is a level of continuous sinning that eventually lead to a lifestyle of disobedience and eventually perversion. Now look at David with Bathsheba. Amen. David with Bathsheba, that was a sin. Amen. He had another man's wife. But when David premeditated to get her husband killed, that he can, for he can marry Bathsheba, that sin had moved into a level of iniquity. Iniquity. Amen. So Jesus said in the latter days, because of so much, in other words, so much premeditated, amen, involvement of sinners and sin, amen, has gone to start planning and getting involved constantly in the world. People that really love God, people that really love to help out, amen, they have lost interest in being walking with God anymore, going to church anymore. Amen. Because they say, oh, no, everybody. They start judging. They say, oh, no, everybody, I don't trust nobody now. Everybody's wrong. So iniquity is dealing with premeditation and planning and constantly sinning. And so when you get off the track, amen, one time or two time, or you find yourself, hey, have done something wrong against somebody, and that's why Jesus, I love the model prayer so much. God had given, he says, you know, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, as we forgive our debtors, as we forgive those that trespass against us. Amen. You don't know what you have done against others and what they've done against you. You can ask God to forgive you. Amen. You got to put that in that model prayer. Ask God to forgive you. Amen. They talk against the model prayer. Oh, you don't need to say, but you better look into the model prayer. Amen. It talks about the transgression. Amen. Maybe you planned. Amen. You planned to do something. And you find out when you planned and you did it, And you say, oh, my God, you was in the galls of iniquity because you planned to do wrong against your brother. You planned to do wrong against your sister and your neighbor and find out it was just a lie. It was just a lie. Amen. So he said, Lord, forgive me of that. Forgive me of my transgression. Amen. And my iniquities, our iniquities. Jesus was beaten, the stripes. Amen. He was wounded for our transgression. Amen. Bruised for our iniquities. Iniquities. Amen. There's a lot of planning and sinning and going on constantly. And that's what iniquity is about. Amen. And the temptation can pull you into those type of things. It'll give you, you can go along with the crowd. You can go along with suggestions. Amen. Not knowing that you're involved in iniquities. And you wonder why God didn't bless you. Why God is not blessing you like he should. You can be fasting and praying and giving and doing all. And that's why Hosea was saying, God's people are being destroyed. Amen. Not because they're not fasting and praying and not because they're not worshiping, but because the enemy has found a way, amen, to cause you to believe that you're all right, amen, in iniquity, amen. You're all right, amen, and things that you're doing is all right with God. But thank God for the Holy Ghost. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God. Yes, we should also thank God. Amen. We can repent and say, Lord, forgive me of my sin, forgive me of my iniquity. Amen. And shake it off and go on. Don't sin no more. Amen. Don't do it no more. Many sickness and disease is caused by iniquities or either by temptations. By temptations. We have to forgive and forget and go on and go on. All right, we're going to go in the studio now. We're going to go in the studio. Amen. We thank God for all the area codes that is here. Amen. We're going to go in the studio. And those that have been on for the first time, amen, if you desire to say something or comment that you can say, we won't give you a name. All you have to do is press 1 on your phone, and I will call your area code and the last 4 digits of your telephone number. And if you have an expression or comment you want to make about the subject, amen, we'd be glad to hear you. We can't give you any grades or any type of rewards to help you for your degree, but we're hoping that all of us here in the studio, amen, we can grow. We can grow. And God can open up your understanding. The Holy Spirit can bring back to your mind, amen, that you can grow and be free of what you've been going through or get better. What you have thought you, amen, you was involved in, amen. So you can press 1 on your phone, amen. You can either you can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. If you have, amen, you just want to listen. You can put your phone on speaker or you listen by computer, amen. Always, you can always go to our website. You can go to the website jcimministries.org, www.jcimministries.org. And you can go down to media, amen, and you can tap on offering if you like to give to support this broadcast. And we have many more. You can go to Doctrine of Truth. Amen, like you did now, and you can see the last broadcasts of the last couple of years, and you can go back to those broadcasts and listen to all the subjects. Amen, we hope it'll be to your help and your comfort throughout the week, the days, even at nights. Amen. All right, we're here. We're talking about temptation, amen, and what you think about it and how you feel. Amen. Anything you want to share with others. All right, we're going to our first call, the 954 area code. Last 4 digits is 4427. God bless you.
Good evening. God evening, Bishop. Bless you. It's good to be on the broadcast. Always it's nice to come on the broadcast and learn and share and get to hear others express their wisdom. This resisting temptation. You know, that like you were saying earlier, that temptation really begins with a thought. It begins with a thought. And that thought, if you don't, you're not careful, you don't get into the word with that thought turns into a desire. And once it gets where you are desiring that now the temptation is easy because see, the enemy knows you're desiring it now. So it's easy for the temptation to come now because see, your desires ain't got to the point where you ready to act. And that's what I think, you know, when you have the thoughts, one of the things that the enemy does, if you're resisting the temptation, once you get that desire, start resisting. After a while, the enemy will slip on you and convince you, well, you've done pretty good. You resisted it now for quite a while. You resisted that temptation for quite a while. It's been a good while. So you can try it a little bit here now because you did pretty good. You haven't been tempted in that area now for a year or two or something. So it won't hurt you to try it one time because you did pretty good. And see, he'll work with, he's still putting the suggestions in you. And if you're not going to the word and trying to find scripture to meditate on, he'll easily convince you that, hey, you've done pretty good so far. You know, you pray all the time about any situation because you can't resist temptation on your own. You've got to have the help. You got to have the Holy Spirit to help you. But the Holy Spirit can't help you if you don't go and study and get some scripture in you so that the Holy Spirit can magnify that scripture in you to help you to resist the temptation. You know, people think that only time they should pray is at the end of the night before they go to bed or maybe for they in service somewhere or something. And then because a lot of times people think you always must play a certain way. You know, guys that train for boxing, the reason they train so much, certain punches and with speed bags and all this stuff, is to get their muscles to do what they call a muscle reflex. And when they get in the ring and actually have a fight, a lot of the things that they're doing is because they have trained doing it so much that their muscles automatically react when they punch or something, so they automatically react. This is where you have to be spiritual with temptation. You have to get in the scriptures and meditate and stay in the word enough so that when the temptation comes on you strong, automatically you're going to go to the scriptures, you know. And praying is not only reserved for special at the end of the night before you go to bed or when you're in service or something. It's for any time. You got to have a open channel, line of communication with the Lord at all times. You know, you're driving along, whatever you're doing, because it's like I remember once a bunch of clergymen was in an office and they was talking about which was the best position to pray in. And while they were discussing what was the best position, there was a guy working on the telephone line and one preacher said the best way is on your knees, and the other said, well, I find playing prostrate is the best way. And the other guy said, I find standing. And, you know, the telephone guy said, excuse me, gentlemen, said, I don't want to get in your conversation. I always heard your conversation. He said, but the most effective prayer I ever prayed is when I fell off a telephone pole and was hanging on the telephone pole with one leg. And it was the most effective prayer I ever prayed, hanging from that pole with one leg. You got to get in the habit of always praying. It's communicating with God. We call it prayer,
right.
But it's communicating with God, and you do it so much it becomes a reflex that as soon as the temptation hits you, you automatically go into prayer, and that's going to be your only defense to keep resisting the temptation.
All right. All right. Very good. Very good, as always. Amen. You hit me with the Holy Spirit living my mind about temptations, you know, when you go in a courtroom, they were saying now, or even when somebody arrests you, they're saying, okay, now you have a right. You have a right to make a comment. If you don't make a comment, whatever you say is going to be held against you. So the enemy,
mm-hmm.
when you make comments, you say something in prayer, the enemy is watching, and he can use that against you. You have to be very careful. Amen. Temptation, the enemy find out what you're about and everything. All right, so Nepha, we want to try to cover the whole studio. We have so many tonight. We thank God for you today, wherever you might be listening. Amen. You can push one on your phone, and we'll put you in, amen, and to listen to what you have to say about temptation, biblical scriptures. You never know when the Word of God will come alive in you. You have read something, but, you know, that's why we come together. We come together. Something can be said, can have quickened your spirit. Amen. Holy Spirit can quicken you. Amen. And get you to understand something you had read before. All right, we're going to 954-6760. 954-6760. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you, Pastor Poole. This is Pastor Andrew Wells II. How you
God
doing
you.
Tonight?
All right, good to
All
have
right.
you, Pastor.
Good to be on the line. I've listening to the pastor just started speaking there about temptation. Yeah, temptation is common to us as before believers. For there has no temptation befall us as such as common to man, but God is faithful.
Mm-hmm.
That in the temptation he'll make a way of escape. And that's what I'm going to just touch on a little bit tonight, is that when we do go through a temptation, we do need to just simply take the door of escape that God is showing us to get out of the temptation. Because we know that the enemy, he only can come for a season of time. He's not ever present. He's not omnipresent like God. But he comes in certain seasons in our life. And that sometimes we just need to take the doors of escape. One of my struggles when I was I had to learn how to keep my mouth shut sometimes, you know. And when I was early in my marriage, one of the temptations the enemy would throw on me, thinking that I had to win the argument all the time, you know, thinking I had to win the argument with my wife or with somebody else or whoever I was dealing with. And he would bombard me with all these different thoughts in my mind, and honestly I would yield to him, but sometimes the Holy Ghost would just tell me, I can fix it. Just be still and be quiet. I can fix it without a word. And so sometimes the body of Christ just need to be encouraged. That sometimes, man, just take the door of escape that God has given us to overcome the temptation. Because, of course, we see the example of Jesus Christ in the wilderness when he was quoting Scripture. And I agree totally with the gentleman was saying who was on just now. We got to have that Scripture in us. We got to have the Word. The book of James says it's the engrafted Word of God which is able to save our souls. That word engrafted is like a sticky pad. It's like the word that sticks, the one that sticks to us or sticks in our spirit. That's what we need to use to overcome the temptations the enemy will throw at us. And just for the body of Christ, y'all, everybody just be encouraged. Man, God going to give you a door to come out of that thing. And all I'm asking you to, just take the door he's leading to you to get out of that temptation. Because honestly, without his help, if the temptation will overcome us, and then we'll be in a place where we didn't realize we could have we went that far with that temptation. It became sin, and it became a stronghold in our heart and in our head, and then we have some real problems. But take the door of escape is my encouragement today. Take the door of escape.
All right. Very good. Very good. Amen. As Peter said, won't let nothing come upon you. Amen. That you can't, God won't let nothing come upon you that you can't bear. That's amen. Joseph took the dough. Joseph took the dough and he ran. Amen. We always say sometime, amen, run away and fight another day.
Amen.
Amen. We enjoyed you. God bless you. Doc, stay on the line. Amen.
Yes, sir.
God bless you. Amen. Amen. We have a studio. We want to try to get as many as we can in. Amen. Let's push one on the phone. Amen. Those that, amen, there are doors. God put doors in our way. Amen. Be man enough or woman enough. And the Holy Spirit say, okay, time to get out of this now. Go and shake your dust off. Amen. Everybody going to be tempted. Jesus was tempted. The devil tempted him beginning of his ministry. He's preparing himself. Amen. Out in the wilderness. And amen. Took the power of God to fast 40 days and 40 nights. The body can't hold up the natural man. Can't hold up that long. But it was God in man. And the enemy still tried him. Still tried him with the word. And Jesus dealt with him back with the word. Amen. So nothing wrong. Amen. Once you understand, say, this is coming to kind of like the pastor was saying, and there's another statement. You hear people saying loose lips sink ships. Amen. You have to be careful how you talk. Amen. It comes out of your mouth, and the Holy Spirit will tell you about it. Don't say this. Don't say that. Amen. Just use a quiet word and ease on out the way. Ease on out the way, because you know it. During that moment and during that time, amen, the enemy is trying to entice you to say something. Amen. So we can push one on our phone. We want to someone else have something that the Lord will give you to add to the broadcast. Amen. Concerning this effort. You're not saying that you're not saved. We're not saying that you don't have your salvation. It's a spiritual warfare, actually dealing with temptation, the spiritual warfare. All right, going to area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. God bless you. God bless you, Doug. Area code 305-4271. All right. So we have some technical difficulties there. Amen. We'll come back. We'll come back to 305. Amen. Amen. All right. There are times when we'll come back. Area code 305, are you there? 4271. All right. There are times when you have temptations, amen. You can you self invite trouble. All right, we're back again to 305-4271. Okay, like we're having problems there in that area. All right, there's a time where you create your own problems. You can create your own problems, making wrong decisions. Amen. Then you got uninvited problems that can come. That don't mean you're not saved. Amen. You can melt. You create your own problems by bad decisions and wrong actions. Amen. Then you also have natural trouble or natural problems. Amen. You know, it's called storms, tornadoes, floods. That don't mean you're not saved. That does not say that you're not saved. Amen. And God can work with you and lead and guide you. That's why it's so important to keep our mind, try to keep our mind as much on Him. The Bible says He'll keep you in perfect peace, that you be able to hear be led by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Where you have your mind so much involved in other things, like sin can, you know, sin lead you off of the path of God's word or God's will for your life. But when you start, temptation want to come along and create planning to get off of God's word, planning to do things wrong. That's why Matthew was saying in the last days, amen, because of iniquity shall abound. And that's sin, but that's a level of planning all the time and trouble all the time, people creating for others. If you're involved in so much iniquity, amen, the love of many start waxing cold. What they would do for others, what they would see to help others, they say, no, I'm not going to do it. You can't trust nobody. You know, so you have to be careful about that. Don't be involved. That's why Paul said, come out from among them, handle not, touch not. You got carnal-minded Christians and carnal-minded, weak-minded, amen. They might be involved in iniquity. They want to plan something on the job against the community, amen. All of that, people that try to entice you into that. All right? All right, we can take another call. I think we had a problem with area code 305, amen. But we look like we're getting down really close. Okay, 305, I want to try it again. 305-4271. Amen. I think that 305 had a problem with the number. Amen. But don't, the devil he give out false information, bad information. Amen. And we thank God for the word of God. And to thank God for the assembly of the brethren. It's good to go to church, to prayer meeting, or some form of gathering where they believe in the same Bible or the same type of doctrine, where you can sit and you can discuss matters. Peter and Paul, great as Paul was, the things that Paul did, Paul can get on a, he didn't come in there with try to get involved in Christianity with the apostles because he had learned Pharisee. He had been a Pharisee. Amen. He was a learned man in Pharisees' doctrine. But he knew he had to cross over when he met Jesus. He said, I got to start all over. So it's good to be involved, find a place. People that you can discuss doctrine with or problems with, amen, that they don't use it against you, amen. With the enemy, when you speak out of your mouth, amen, like when you go to the court and when somebody, there you get arrested, they always tell you, be careful what you say, because what you say can be used against you, amen. And, you know, the enemy listen to what you say, amen, and he want to use that against you. So when you say something, many of us are reaping and find out that we're reaping the wrong blessings, and they're not blessings, and we're speaking the same thing, wrong thing. The enemy can entice you to say something. Amen. Then you find out, oh my God, I was saying the wrong thing. I was, you know, be careful how you speak out. Amen. God create things. In the beginning of time, when God said, then things start to move and creation start happening. God said, let there be light. Then light start moving. Amen. God love you. God care for you. But you got to speak it out of your mouth. Amen. You got to speak it out of your mouth. God love you. God care for you. But the word of God, God spoke. Then the word start moving, creating. Amen. So be careful what you say from your mouth. The enemy can use it against you. All right, we're back at every code 305. Are you there? 4271.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead, Doc. Yeah, we got you now. Go ahead.
All right. Thank God. I just wanted to, I was enjoying the conversation, and I said it was very, I think it's very needful. I think that needs to be said because we attempt it all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought about the old psalm. back in the early church, they sang. He said, "You take the Lord with you everywhere you go." Mm-hmm. And then they had a little verse and they said, "You gonna need him. You gonna need him everywhere mm-hmm. you go." So I said that to say that if we keep our mind on the Lord, as Jesus said, He said He'll keep you in perfect peace. And that's the mm-hmm. answer for temptation, because we are in this world, but we're not of it. You see, mm-hmm. It is a true fact that when God, when you accept Christ and you receive Him, and God give you His Spirit, as the Word teaches, then we are God's. And so that mm-hmm. means God is saving us all the time. You see.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a position. See, the position is in the kingdom in Christ. But the process mm-hmm. that's going on, and He's saving us all the time. That's why He said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." So when we mm-hmm. believe on Jesus, as the scripture says, we have no reason being lost. That makes a lot of sense to me. So mm-hmm. He is with us all the time to deliver us. And I love it when you said that He won't put no more on us than we're able to bear. In other words, He lives in us, and He know us. He know what we can take before it comes upon us, see? And that's why the Holy Ghost is given, Bishop, because it lifts a standard upon us, regardless of what comes upon. Like preaching, for instance. Preaching is a hard job, but you will fail every time unless the Holy Ghost what? He comes upon you, and He ignites. He gives you the ability, you see, to declare the words of God. So that's what I want to say about this temptation thing, because we are tempted all the time, but not above measure. Amen.
All right.
See, we set our emotions on things above, not on things earth, because listen. These emotions we got is powerful for man. And if you mm-hmm. really like something, you really desire it, it's going to take God to change your mind. So we look to Him, and He'll help us. Okay. So that's what I want to say, because I thought about, you know, when you go to fishing, you catch no more big catfish. Once he swallowed that hook, I don't care how he shake, he ain't getting off. You see what I'm saying? And that's what the devil wants us to do. He wants us to swallow and be led and lured away from our God so that He can work us over. Thank you, Bishop. That's what I want to say.
All right. Since you're there, you might as well close out with a short prayer.
We're grateful for the Bible study tonight. We're grateful for Bishop and his efforts, oh God, to deliver. We pray you for joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. We thank you for all those that are listening tonight, and that they be blessed and their house and covenants are filled. We thank you for joy in our soul, peace that you have given us. You say you don't give it to the world. So we thank you, Lord, for keeping us. Now bless and keep. Provide as you've always had. We know that you are faithful, and we can always put our trust in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you all. You can always go back to www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.org, and you can go down as well, go to the same broadcast again, and many more. Amen. Call a friend, tell a friend. Amen. Remind me, watch what you say. Amen. It can be used against you. Amen. In the spiritual courtroom, we thank God for Jesus. We thank God for repentance. Thank God that He loves us. Amen. He loves us so much, and He be right there with you. Amen. Regardless of what you're going through, He still loves you. Amen. Father, we thank you right now. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And all now we speak blessing. We speak healing. God, we speak deliverance to all of those that are listening tonight. Amen. From 305 all the way to 561 and 954. Amen. Many more. God, to be here this broadcast. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. We love you. God bless you. Keep the faith.